We'd like to say we appreciate the privilege, an opportunity to be here. Glad to have you. Was able to come, be in the house of the Lord. If you don't read with us tonight, we're going to read some out of the book of Ephesians, I believe it is, the sixth chapter. We do stand in need of your prayers. You pray for us. Hadn't planned on it, but we may read the whole chapter. Starting with the first verse. Says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter of the book, of the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians. A lot in here, a lot that you've probably heard preached on many by the time. Hadn't got anything new, hadn't got anything fixed up. Quite frankly, I got just a thought, and we'll try our best to do that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. And I realized tonight that it takes us. Now, Paul wrote, was writing, this letter says was written from Rome unto the Ephesians by Tychicus. If that's pronouncing this right. But Paul, written unto the Ephesians, and in this last chapter, was pretty much giving them instructions, and some of them wanted to know how he was faring, how he was doing. So he sent Tychicus down there, and he said, he'll tell you all things. He'll tell you all about how I am. Because Paul was in bonds. And he said he was. But he said, pray for him that he might be able to open his mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Now, there's some verses in this scripture that we hear sometimes, and I wonder if it's one of them that we hear and we let go. We hear and we know what it says, but you know, it's like a lot of other things, it takes application. It does. You bear with us for just a minute, and I'll try my best to get myself out of the way and try to deliver you that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. The 11th verse says, put on the whole armor of God. Put on. Now, last time I looked, put on takes some effort. If you put something on, it means there's going to be some action from you. As a person, as an individual. And I wonder tonight, my friend, what good is this armor if you never put it on? What good is it? To what avail is it? You know, it's about like having a good suit hanging in the closet. And every time you open the closet, you admire that good suit, but you never put it on. You never do. I thought a lot of time, a little bit different, I guess, than a lot of folks. I bought some shoes a little over a year ago, and Kathy said, you gonna ever wear them things? I said, yes, ma'am. I am. I said, just as soon as I wear these out. She said, well, they're going to be too old to wear. They're not going to wear out in that closet. They're not going to do it. But I've got them. All I need to do is put them on. Put them on. Is that not what Paul's telling the Ephesians? He said, put on the whole armor of God. The whole armor. And then he began to tell them, he said, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know why a lot of people's having problem with the devil? It's because they don't have the right armor on. They don't have, my friend, the means whereby to say, get behind me, Satan. They furnish him a saddle and he rides. Is that not what happens? What good is the armor tonight if we never put it on? Put on. Put on the whole armor of God. Folks, this way, it just won't automatically, thank God, liquefy you, or it won't automatically just settle in that heart until you put some things in action tonight. It takes it. It takes it. I don't care what kind of farm equipment you got or what kind of other equipment you got. If it stays in the barn, what good is it? Think about it. I know folks, my friend, that's got a lot of things that they ain't never used in years. Yes, sir. This, you say, preacher, this ain't what he's talking about. What in the world good is the equipment if you never, ever put it on? The devil's gonna have his way with you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. You'll find yourself in a mess. You'll find yourself in a situation. Thank God that God didn't put you there. I'm gonna tell you something else. There ain't nothing wrong with how God works today. Woo! No, sir. No, sir. How God works in your life. You say, preacher, I'm facing things. Put the armor on. See if God won't help you. Can you count on the Lord? Absolutely. Positively. He saved you. He ain't gonna what? He ain't never gonna leave you. No, he ain't. That wasn't just a promise to Joshua. No, sir. We think today, my friend, that I'm just going to be honest with you. Me and you both, my friend, will get in sad shape if we look at the situation of this world and what's going on. Brethren, you'll get to the place that you doubt there's even ever been a God. Preacher, I'm saved. I don't care how long you've been saved. I'm going to tell you something, folks. We need help. We need strength. Yes, sir. And sometimes, Steve, I'm just going to be plain about it. My friend, even the Lord said that them of his adversaries was them of his own household. Did he not? You need to think, my friend, that it couldn't happen to you. No, sir. Put on. Put on. I've got news for you. It ain't a fleshly battle. No, sir. If it is, I've missed the mark. Yes, sir. Why did he tell them over there to beat their swords into plowshares? Huh? Yes, sir. He told them not to study war anymore, thank God. Israel, the Israel, the natural Israel today ain't never been out of war, and they're still in it today. Ain't that the truth? Yes, sir. I'll tell you something. Put on. Put on the whole armor. Why put on the whole armor? You're gonna need it, my friend. Yes, sir. He didn't make it just lay on the shelf. No, sir. Put on. Put on. Brethren, if you don't get nothing else out of the service tonight, brethren, you need to put on the armor. We're not fighting flesh and blood. Ain't that what the next verse says? Our warfare is not with flesh and blood. Now, what kind of warfare is that? It's not a natural one. It's not a natural one. I'm going to tell you something. You may not have it tonight, but I'll guarantee you one thing. People's in bad shape today because their spiritual life is dead. Yes, sir, dead. I wonder sometimes, I really do, people. Thank God. I'll tell you something, it takes more than just saying you're a Christian to be a Christian. People. Every time they ask me, well, what do you think about Israel? I said, you ain't gonna like what I think. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The truth of it is, Leroy, God's interested in you just as much as he is that nation Israel. Yes, sir. More so. More so. If you'll get up and about the Father's business tonight. Spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. You say, preacher, ain't no such thing. Why did Paul want them to pray for him that he might be able to speak boldly, that he might let them know what the mystery of the gospel of peace, the mystery of the gospel of peace. Them old prophets, my friend, don't study war no more. Huh? Get them old swords and them battle armor that you got and get them into pruning hooks and Yes, sir. Beat them down. Put them as instruments, my friend, to use, maybe to plant something. Yes, sir. Lord, help me. I'd like to get around to this armor. I might not get it there. I might not. Truth of it is, we need to put it on. Put it on. Oh, the devil's this and the devil's that. I've got news for you. The devil can't do one thing to you that you don't allow him. And the fact of it is, if you'll look in the mirror every morning, you'll see the devil, my friend. You go to the book of Revelation and you see if he says, I know where Satan's seat is. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, you've lost your ever-loving mind. I got news for you. Get the armor on. Get it on. I live in this world just like you live in this world, but I got news for you. This world ain't going to overcome me. It ain't going to do it, Bruce. You know why? Brethren, I'm going to put on the armor. Hallelujah! And I'm going to say, get out of here! Woo! Woo! Preacher, I wished I was as positive as you are. Put the armor on. Is that not right? You know what David said back in his day? Had it not been for the Lord, had it not been for the Lord, how many verses is in that chapter, brethren, that he said, had it not been for the Lord, I wouldn't have made it, my friend. Here we are in 2026, and I got news for you. Had it not been for the Lord, my foot would have well nigh slipped. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The enemy would have overcome me had it not been for the Lord. I don't know about you, but he's fought some battles for me. I don't have to get out the word, my friend, and read what he done for David. If I'll just look and see what he's done for me. Me, Robert. Me in this day. In my lifetime, Jeff, God's been good to me. Woo! Yes, he has. Yes, he has. I may be in one of the awfulest messes I've ever been in, but I'll tell you something, my friend, my God's still alive. Yes, sir. They say he owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. I got news for you. He owns the hills too. Yes, sir. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Years ago, back in the 70s, I made a delivery over yonder to Cornelia, Georgia. There's a couple of men over there. When I backed in, they're standing around the dock area over there. And they both come over and they said, boy, said, you in God's country. They didn't know I just come from God's country. Hallelujah! Woo! I told them before I left, I said, I'm going to God's country. Woo! Woo! What do you mean, preacher? Thank God he owns it all, folks! Hallelujah! How bad can it be? It gets rough. Things get tough. I feel some days, my friend, like I'm walking through a desert and the wind's just chapping me. Against me every way. Preacher, what do you do on them days? I'll tell you exactly what I do. I get a good hold. Yes, sir. I get a good hold. Yes, sir. And brethren, when I need a little drink, woo! You know what happens? Thank God I find a well. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! Oh, Isaac looking for water. I don't think he could remember where all them wells was, but he knowed the general area. If you'll read your book, right, the Bible says that Isaac digged again. Digged again the wells of his father Abraham. Woo! Woo! That ought to make you shout, thank God. Put on. Put on. They ain't no need me going through the armor. I done figured it out. I ain't going to make it. Just put it on. That you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You look it up. Look that word up. See what it means. The wiles of the devil. You know, we think most of the time that we can handle things on our own. And I'll tell you exactly what we do. When we handle them on our own, and it's natural. I'm world's worst. Something come my way, I'm going to figure it out. Going to figure it out, I'm going to fix it. Sometimes, Jeff, I make a terrible mess. A terrible mess. And you know who has to fix it? Lord does. Or let him fix it to begin with. He wouldn't have had so much he'd had to redo. Honestly. Honestly. There's things, my friend, that absolutely overcoming people today that ain't nothing but penny ante stuff. Amen. But brethren, it's got them in a whirlwind because they have not used, thank God, the armor of God right. Amen. I don't care how much that word you know. Brethren, you better put on the armor, Steve. Amen. Yes, sir. The wiles is liable to come against you. Yes, sir. Preacher, I'm God's child. He ain't gonna let nothing bad happen to me. You go to the book of Job. Read about him. I believe everything in this world, Leroy, I believe Job was God's man of that day. God's man. I'll tell you something else, folks. He wasn't dilly-dallying around with the world. And you know what? The devil knowed it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know what the scripture says, preacher. I just don't understand how all that happened. I want you to know My friend, that was a little bit different day than what me and you live in. I'm going to tell you something, and you ain't going to like it, but I'm going to tell you anyway. My friend, since then the devil has been overcome. He lost his power. Hallelujah. Now we're in a mess. Preacher, he's lost his power. He sure is giving me a rough time. Listen. What did that word say? Where your battle is? I'm going to read it to you. Not flesh and blood. Not flesh and blood, but principalities and powers of the darkness of this world. You doing it. Folks, that thing right there, my friend, will destroy you if you'll let it. Amen. Yes, sir. That. If you don't bring it under subjection, my friend, you'll go wild as a buck. I know I've said that before, but that's a fact. That's a fact. People, my friend, can't get along with people, my friend, most of the time because of what's in their minds. Amen. Yes, sir. Listen to me. I'm not here to get on to you. I don't know how many times I've told you that on Wednesday night, but I'm not. But I'll promise you one thing. I'll promise you one thing. We need church members, my friend, that absolutely want to go to meeting. Amen. That's what we need. We don't need church members, my friend, that live like the world, think like the world, dress like the world. My friend, we need church members that absolutely wants to be church members. Preacher, you got by without saying all that. The truth of it is, if you're born again, my friend, you'll absolutely love the church. Yes, sir. You'll not despise her. You'll not talk about her. No, sir. But you'll nourish her. You'll cherish her. And brethren, you will support her if you're a member. Yes, you will. According to that thing right there, my friend, you'll do it regularly. Amen. Can't say that word. You know what regular means? You know what regular means? Had a man just 2 or 3 weeks ago, he said, you don't want to work full time? I said, no, sir. I don't want to work full time. He surprised me. I told him, I said, I take time off. I said, I don't want to put you in a bind. I said, I'll tell you. I'll just be straightforward with you. I said, you put me on full time, and I said, it'll be a short-lived. Because I don't want full time. I really don't want part time. But he come back and he said, would you be a full time part time? I said, man, you ain't going to leave me alone. You know why he's after me, and I ain't boasting. I'm just going to tell you. You know why? Because I'm regular. He ain't depend on me. Can't hire nobody. Hire them, they work a day and a half, two, and then they gone. Listen, folks. Listen, wonder what the Lord thinks about us. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to tell you something else while I'm on it. You get the whole armor of God on, and you see if you don't advance past the first base. Amen. We got too many first bakers. All they can hit's a little old single. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Brethren, we need some folks every now and again that'll knock a home run. Knock it out of the park. You say, preacher, you can't preach like that. Put the armor on. See what happens tonight. Brethren, see if you don't get rid of some of your baggage, thank God. It'll happen. It'll happen. Our warfare is not natural. Not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world. Preacher, I don't know about all that. It's what's got you bogged down. It's what's got you bogged down. I'm going to hush. I ain't no. I'm done. Put on. Put on. Put on. If I can be real, real honest with you tonight, that was the message. Put on. You can read it. Why did he tell them that, Bruce? He wasn't just filling air. He wanted them to advance. Yes, sir. He wanted them to progress. If you ain't progressed lately in the church, my friend, you ought to look and see what kind of armor you got on. You ought to see what you've put on. And the truth of it is, there's some things you need to take off. Yes, sir. How many of you was preached to during the revival? I was. Yes, sir. I still remember a lot of it. Don't you? Ain't been that long. Huh? I'm going to tell you something. Some of them messages old Randy had just taken apply to him. It doesn't matter what you do, Darrell. My blessing comes from me, between me and him. Yes, sir. Not you personally. But between me and the Lord. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. I don't care who you are. You're the same way. You can look around and say the Lord's blessing you all day long, and you can get to the place that you really think so. But brethren, you're holding out on the church. You're holding out on the body. Brethren, your blessings is not going to come. You don't have to amen it. It's the truth. The truth. We can think we're right all day long, Bruce, and absolutely rob ourselves of the goodness of God. Amen. Yes, sir. That goodness won't follow you. No, sir. No, sir. You say, preacher, I've just had so much trouble. I want you to know, take your troubles and leave them with the Lord. Yeah. Leave them. Leave them. Preacher, they keep wanting to hang on. Leave them. Get rid of them. get to the place, brethren, that you're saying, Lord, I can't handle it no more. Thank God you're going to have to help me. You think he'll help us? Yes, he will. Can I tell you something, Leroy? He don't help me like Randy wants help. He don't deliver Randy like Randy wants delivered. I'm telling you the truth. Well, preacher, I thought the Lord was not, what'd Naaman say? He wanted to be healed of his leprosy. He took all the goods and there, he thought he could buy it. It didn't cost him. But when he got down there, he didn't like the answer. Do you know that? And he said, this is what Naaman said. He said, I thought the man of God would come out, pop his hands, wave over, pray, do something. Yeah. Didn't even come out of the house. Yes, sir. Send his servant. Can I tell you something? It'd be the servant, my friend, that gets you to moving. Yes, sir. It will be. It ain't going to be me. It ain't going to be Crafton. It ain't going to be Bruce. It ain't going to be Rob. I can just go all the way through the. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. You ain't going to get beat into doing anything. God even won't beat you. But he'll sure make you wish you'd have done it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, I just don't know where I believe that or not. There's a man. He done dead and gone. But he felt in his heart that his son got killed, run over, because he did not heed the calling. You couldn't make that man believe anything different. Bruce, no way. I knowed him, close to him, very close. But he felt like his son got run over because he would not heed the calling to preach. I told him more than once, I said, you can take that and use that all you want to, but I said, that ain't exactly the reason it happened. I said, it might be the reason that you done something. Can I tell you something? There ain't a one of you sitting here, my friend, that'll do very much repentance on a mountain. The truth? None of us. But you let us get in the valley. You let hardships come. You let things come against us. You know what we'll do? Most of us, we'll get to repenting. Lord, if there's anything, I'm going to tell you something. The scripture don't tell us how much Job repented. And I believe in 7 days, his friends come down there and they wasn't nothing but silence going on. Brother, there's some soul searching. Amen. Huh? Amen. They wasn't no loud talking. No. They wasn't nothing. Zero. But I'll tell you one thing, them friends was there with him. I've been to places, my friend, where I couldn't say a thing. But I was there. You hear me? And I meant to be there. You hear me? I meant to be present. Brethren, sometimes the presence is all people need. Can I tell you something? I don't have to tell you when the Lord's in a matter. Do you know that? I don't have to tell you that. I don't have to tell you when the Lord's in a message. I don't have to tell you where the message come from. If I was to, Crafton, I ain't never done it, but if I was to pull one up off the internet and try to rehearse it, I'd hate to hear it. Wouldn't you? I'd hate to hear it. I'm serious. But listen, there's a lot of folks that just don't understand how the Spirit works. I've had men ask me, well, where do you get your messages? Brethren, I get it out of that book. That's where you'll find it. But, that book's full of messages. Full of them. But a lot of them, Crafton, I just read right over them. Yeah. A lot of them you get, my friend, you think, well, that'd be a good message. Must have been a good one. You ain't never preached it. I'll hush. Put on. That's what Paul told the Ephesians. He said, you put on the whole armor of God. And he told them why. He most certainly did. That's the message.